This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I gotta tell you, I thought we were well past Andy Dalton makes the sports update days. What? Did Zach just say Andy Dalton got a contract? What? Andy Dalton? Oh, okay. I mean, he's not that
slow
old,
season, buddy.
But wow. I mean, you know, I guess you could do worse as a backup quarterback. I don't know how much less faith I'd have in Andy Dalton than Mitch Trubisky.
I would have,
honestly,
notably more faith.
Yeah, okay.
I would have notably more faith.
There you go,
faith.
Then. Yeah. I should not be... I rescind any skepticism about Andy Dalton warranting a contract extension, because I think that just says it all. Would you feel better about him being the backup quarterback?
Surely.
Probably? Okay. Yeah. So I don't feel good about...
Having said that, if somebody needs to be sold on Mike White, Dan Lepperfeld will do that for you. He will sell Mike White.
He wants to get you into that car today.
Yes, he does.
By the close of business.
Right.
He doesn't even need to go talk to the other guy.
No.
He's just going to.
That's right.
He's got the financing
you want. I am not price shopping this, sir.
He's going to throw in the Z-Bart. I mean, he is getting you everything.
He gets you the undercoating for
free. He's got everything you need.
Oh, you need custom, what are those?
Oil changes?
Yep. For life.
For
life.
No, oh no, we'll come get you.
Yep.
We'll drive you back and forth. Shuttle, everything.
Free tire rotation.
You're all set. It's a slightly used, probably damaged Mike White.
Slightly is certainly. carrying a lot of weight.
All right, Nate Geary's in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. Thanks for hanging with us today here. We did talk to Dan Lepperfeld on the Jets. That's where this Mike
lovely.
White sidebar is coming from. And Marcel Louis-Jacques last hour on the Dolphins, too. So, the priority list here, the Bills, again, not that they – I mean, I could ask you a broader question. Like, what is your off-season – like, what's at the top of the list for you as we embark on this months-long process of guessing, prognosticating, ultimately talking about the moves the Bills do and do not make? Like, what's – you must have a list. I don't know if you've got it prioritized, if you're ready to prioritize it live on the radio, but like, what needs to get done for the Bills in 2025 in the offseason here?
And just in terms of retaining roster players, not necessarily the other stuff.
Right? Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. We can focus on the four guys that I mentioned as we went to the break that are due
and
contract
really
extensions.
It's five.
Okay. If, who's, who's?
I would say Rousseau's in there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
You know, like,
yes.
I would say it's fine.
Absolutely. He's going into a walk year.
Yep. Yep.
Fifth year option. Yeah.
You know, I thought about this recently, just about, like, you know, where, especially just with the James Cook conversation, right? I think that's probably the first extension you should look at. And I know it doesn't necessarily mean I think he's the priority. I just think in terms of how you can set a contract like that that will allow you to set up the other contracts. Mm-hmm. I think he would be the first domino, not the most important one, but the domino that gives them the clearer picture of how they're going to structure other contracts. A five-year deal that's probably more like a two with an out with three void years makes a ton of sense for me. For me, I think James Cook is an incredibly important piece to the puzzle. And I know he's not a guy that's playing 70% of the snaps, and they don't, and I don't see that changing next year, or even if they re-sign him, I don't really see that changing.
That is a big thing in the way of committing top of the market dollars to any running back, to me.
I think he more than likely, that five-year deal with you know void years looks like it's $15 million a year on average.
Yeah, but it's
a bunch of money, like a big old fat signing bonus right off the bat. And then just throw all that money into those void years and figure it out. Like, that's where the Bills are right now. The Bills are at the point where they have tons of space the next 2 years, 26 and 27. Tons. They're going to, the contracts that they sign right now, that's why I think free agency is more in play than people think. Maybe not the big trade that everyone's, the Crosby or the, maybe that trade's not there, but they could get a big swing. They could go for an $18, $20 million player a year and just have it be in one of those 2 years. So I think James Cook's the first guy. To me, the most important player to lock up is Christian Benford.
Yeah.
He's the first.
I agree 100%.
Real lockdown corner that you didn't have, that has been playing on the most valuable contract you probably could have on a team, playing that type of role and having that type of impact. Obviously, like, you know, you want to see him come back 100% from the head injuries. 2 in 2 weeks is not great. But I think to me, he is number two. To me, number three ends up being Shakir. And I think Shakir is kind of the archetype, the mold of guys that they're going to want to continue building around on offense. I don't think his number is going to be outrageous. I think you can get him on a pretty team-friendly deal and be a guy that you build around offensively. And that would obviously lead us to Bernard being kind of the last guy on this list, or Rousseau, however you want to look at it. And it's not to me to tell you that I don't think Bernard, I don't think Bernard's the fourth most important person you have to sign. I just think you could probably wait another year on Bernard, wait till he gets to free agency, tag him. Middle linebacker's not the most insanely high
market.
You know, market. Yeah. You could transition tag him as well. So there's some things you could do with Bernard. It might also make sense to sign him after a down year, which I guess in theory he had, considering how good his second season was. Some injuries, didn't have the same big play impact, but it's still a guy I think you're building around moving forward. You might be able to get him at a number that you really like this year, like the Ed Oliver contract, where in a year he's like the 25th highest paid player at his position, something like that. I think he's hugely important to what they want to do moving forward. And I think if like that's how you're going to prioritize those guys, that's probably how I would do it, just based on what they're going to make, how you fit it into the puzzle. I think the other conversation of this, too, is not just, hey, these guys that are resigning. I think it's, what, where are you with Vaughn? Where are you with Matt Milano? Where are you with some of these key pieces that I think are could be in play, but I think you could easily get to a case where you let Vaughn and Milano both walk this offseason. Like, cut them and just move on and figure it out. I think you probably don't want to really do that with Milano, but I also think you're probably at a point where you're saying he's past 30. He's coming off two long-term injuries. He finally flashed towards the end. Like, okay, the athleticism is back. And I think that maybe gives them another year with that. But I don't. They didn't pay two linebackers before.
Right.
And I don't think they're going to do it now.
Right.
So I think if you want to wait on Bernard because you want to have Milano under contract for another year, I think you could do it.
Yeah. I wonder if you can work. I mean, the player's got to be amenable to it, obviously.
Yes.
And, you know, that might make, in certain circumstances, that can be a lot to ask. I mean, Milano certainly has had to work to get back.
Yes.
So it's not like he's just been sitting home, you know, eating ice cream while he's been hurt. The rehab, I think anyone would tell you, is harder than playing and practicing and doing all that. So he's been, you know, he's been sweating it out. But I wonder if you can't get a break on his contract at this point with his age and see if like he wants to be still around and be a part of it. Cause I do think there's value in bringing him back. I'm just not sure about the number anymore on him. So I'd be looking to adjust the contract, if not flat out cut, you know, pay cut Milano.
Yep.
I like Bernard a lot. To me, it's not, if it comes together at a number that you like, great. If not, kick it down the road. I can wait on that. I don't know that I want to lead off with Cook. I wonder how they're reacting over there to what he's done publicly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I just think the whole thing just sort of came out of nowhere to me.
I don't disagree.
And it seems like the sort of thing you would start doing when you already know you're in some sort of a battle for hearts and minds, if you will, right?
Yeah.
With the fans. Like, you're trying to get people on your side.
That really wasn't the move that did it.
I don't think you needed to fire the first shot, unless the first shot has already been fired behind closed doors, and we don't know. This early in the offseason, maybe the agent already talked to Brandon Bean and was like, yeah, we're not doing an extension this year for your guy. It's just not.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Cards.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you talk about negotiating on a down-ish year. Well, tying for the league lead in rushing touchdowns is maybe not the optimal time to negotiate the new contract for your running back.
And I think if you're the agent, you think it's the perfect time
to start
negotiating.
Of course it is, right? Yeah. So what matters here? Well, the player being the key engine to your offense. Obviously, Allen is the engine, but Cook is certainly a very nice complementary part. I think given the state of their receiving core and their tight ends, he's the most impactful, important supporting part to their offense. But he still doesn't play enough for me to say I'm going to devote 13, 14, 15 million. And so I don't know if I want to start there. I might be inclined to sort of go to the mattresses on Cook. I've got you for a fourth year. I've got a franchise tag if I want it. I don't have to settle this with you now. If you're stuck on this annual average value, even if it's a farce, I mean, I don't know what really that accomplishes other than massaging one's ego. You get to see the big boxcar number, annual AAV, this or that, and that helps you sleep better at night, even though you're not going to see the final 3 years of it. I mean, I don't know, but you know, whatever. Plenty of players have done it. I don't think I would start there on Cook. I would want to at least see how noisy he gets if I don't act on it. Right? I guess I'm going to dare him a little. You know, the risk is that what? You alienate him? Does that alienate other people on the team? You know, like everybody wants guys to be taken care of. I don't think the Bills players themselves are going to tell you running backs don't matter, right? They watched James Cook score 16 touchdowns on the ground this year. They're thinking that we, you know, pay our guy. He's got to be back. So it can get, it could get a little tricky. This is kind of the first one of these they've really had. I mean, I know they kind of they went to the limit with Poyer, yep, and let him go find out what was out there, and he didn't like what was out there, so he ended up coming back. Milano in his year heading into free agency, I know I wasn't optimistic, but they got it done.
Yep.
They really haven't had anything that puts them to the test, right?
And
they're,
I think it's too because, like, I'm thinking last year, you could telegraph they were not going to be in it with Gabe Davis. Like, at the start of the season, there was no, like, hey, like, is your agent? That was just like, yep, we're going to get to the end of the season and we're going to assess then. I think the team knew, like, we weren't really interested in this moving forward. We want to change. Like, just all the, like, same with, Edmonds. Nobody really thought, especially, it appeared they had
made their choice.
By paying Milano.
Right.
I think this is the first one where you're like, I think both sides would really like to continue on. And I just wonder if they can. I think where I come back in is the importance of how the offense, if this is how you are constructing your offense moving forward, that having a James Cook style player is going to be hugely important to their offense because he was their big play guy. If you don't have James Cook this year, I know 50% of the snaps, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you don't have James Cook, you don't have big plays. Who else was getting you big plays this year?
There was not much at all.
So no. He's probably right now across the league the best big play threat in the running back backfield in the league. I don't think he's the best running back in the league. I think he's the best big play threat you have in the league that's at running back. And that's a unique thing. It's like C.J. Spiller, but he's a real running back. And I think, like, this year, I agree with you to an extent. Like, I'm only viewing him as the first one because if you're going to re-sign a running back and you really believe this is how you're going to build your offense as long as Joe Brady's here, this is the image of our offense, then Cook might be the second most important player on offense outside of Josh Allen.
Right, and that I don't want that to be true.
I don't
want a running back to matter that much.
Yeah.
But you know, he did, and like, so here we are.
And yeah, like, all of this to say,
all the more reason to not do it now.
Here's the hard part.
If he wants it now, I understand you want it harmonious and all this. It's the worst possible time for them to do it. If he goes out and has another year like last year again this season,
yeah,
and the price just goes up, then
they're out.
I guess I have to take that chance, but I don't want to get into it right now.
Here's the little window you're playing with here, though. It's not ideal because right now you have arguably the deepest running back draft in 10 years.
Right.
This year, not next year, this year. You also want to bring back Ty Johnson.
I think you should want to bring back Ty Johnson.
And you also have Ray Davis. So what are you going to do? You're going to draft a running back to be a potential future guy. Where does that guy – you're going to keep four running backs on the roster? Are you willing to see if Ray Davis is going to hit the practice squad? I don't think that's happening.
No.
I don't know how you take a running back this year – keep your group. I just like that. That is really tough.
Yep,
I mean, it's a numbers game. It's when will you, won't you, when you won't, like, when will you or when won't you? This is not an enviable position for Brandon Bean. And I'm not here to tell you, I think James Cook made it harder or worse, or James Cook agent made it harder or worse. But I do find it kind of interesting. The one guy that McDermott, Ray, and I don't want to tell you that I remember a lot of other guys where McDermott spent 2.5-3 minutes just glowing about.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that he doesn't do it. It's just not really his style. It's like,
right,
he was great. You know, we're working on it. Like, he's more quicker, I think, to criticize, lightly criticize, tell you we want more, than he is to go on a soapbox and tell you the demeanor of a certain player and his growth and his work ethic and the production. Like, he just, he was like making it a point. When McDermott does that, he's doing it for a reason, and he does it a lot. He's a very
calculated
communicator. When he wants to tell you something, because he never tells you anything, when he does, it's like the when he speaks, it speaks volumes. Like, that's kind of to me, the substance of that was before this situation came out where he wants $15 million, was like 2 days prior. Then that kind of thing came out. That says something to me. It's got to, I don't know what it says, but it says something. And I think there's just like this very small, minuscule, like needle hole that you have to thread, I think, here so that everyone's happy, which, by the way, means you are happy. The organization is happy. Like, there are probably guys you could go get in the third or fourth round this year at running back that could be a similar style player to James Cook. But man, I just think when it's perfect, I think you got like Cook, Shakir, Kincaid, and like a good number one caliber level receiver. And I think you really got something there on offense. With they're
who
just
who is that receiver? Keon Coleman? We both made a face.
Yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, now people can see us.
I know.
Yeah, there's no hiding any longer in this studio.
We just both made a face. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a tough time. Well, I want to get to Benford because the price tag on him is going to be massive.
Yes.
And I think that is the priority. I mean, the talking about Cook, there's the running back part of the conversation. There's him going public. That's part of the conversation. There's the depth chart part of the conversation. So it ends up sort of taking over, I feel like, whenever we start talking about this subject. Man, Benford is a you-can't-lose-him caliber player to me right now.
Yep.
And also, that means you're at kind of top of the market and or like close to it. We'll talk about some of those numbers here. I've got his SpotTrack page open up here and his estimated market value. I don't know how aware of this folks are. I mean, you've got computers. You can look at it yourself. But we'll get into that as we continue here. Nate Geary's in for Mike. I am the Bulldog. You want to get in on the conversation? We're more than happy to have you here at 803-0550. You're listening to WG.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.